Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Can you really trust the press to give you the full story? No, Barbara Reynolds, formerly an editor of USA Today, would answer. She believes that the press consistently whitewashes stories and gives them a secular spin, leaving out references to spiritual topics. She is charged that repeatedly references to prayer meetings, references to God and Jesus Christ in the speeches of world leaders and statesmen, have deliberately been edited out by newspapers, including the London Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Newsweek, and others. She wrote, "Eastern European activists have a lot to tell us about God, how God rescues people from the depths of personal and political hell. But somehow, much of the press has decided the public has no right to know this. References to God, Jesus, the Christian spirit, being born again, and so forth, are systematically eliminated from print, as though there was an unspoken conspiracy not to acknowledge or print statements invoking the spiritual natures of people by the majority of news services which feed newspapers and magazines." Question: why a bias against Christianity when there is none against reporting smut or the moral failures of Christians? Lynn Kreiderman, a former news editor of Christianity Today, said, "Some journalists are biased against all matters of faith, and no doubt the Christian faith. A lot of them don't understand religion, so it becomes easier to ignore it." The late William Adler, a spokesman for the New York Times, explained that editing is not a science, quote, "just a matter of fitting the copy into the news hole." So not quoting references to the part that God has played in the affairs of life in our world is simply due to the fact that there is not enough time or space to do the whole story. Right. The untold story is the part that God plays in the affairs of humankind, often setting one government aside and raising up another which is just. Whether or not democracy should be the norm for every country is not the issue. But fair and just reporting should also acknowledge how faith in God has driven much of what has taken place since 1991, usually an unreported, unacknowledged segment of history. When a secular press chooses to edit out references to God and Christianity, it should be no great surprise, as the world has never been a friend to grace. But let the secular press own up to the fact that it is biased. It gives us only the news it chooses to give us, and slants in it such a way that references to God and Christian faith often appear to be characteristic of weak, rather quaint individuals who have not yet fully joined the 21st century. Almost totally absent from the secular press are stories of religious interest, the thousands of people who meet together and pray for world peace, who read the Bible and religious literature, who demonstrate peacefully, expectantly, and confidently that God would give direction to world leaders and bring peace to our troubled world. The real story behind the story is how God has answered the prayers of His people, no matter where they are, who are tired of religious oppression and want to chart their own destinies. Let us not forget it either. It is my sincere conviction that the closer we are to the return of Jesus Christ, the darker will be our world, and the greater will be the price that those who are true to the faith will actually pay. As first century Christians put it, "Maranatha, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." As we come to the end of today's commentary, I would like to do two things. First, I would like to say thank you to you wonderful people who listen to Guidelines day after day, week after week. Your comments and your emails are such an encouragement. Email goes to guidelines@guidelines.org. And then I want to thank the network of stations around the world who carry Guidelines. If you enjoy the program, let them know.